Hi, this is Lorenzo, and you're listening to Podcast Open Mic. This is number 18. We're legal. And I have with me Daniel and Stacy Giulianti. Is that close?
That's perfect. Thank you for
is
having
it perfect?
Us.
Perfect? Wow.
Honestly, it's like almost like Italian. It was that good.
Well, I'm Lorenzo, so I'm Italian.
Perfect.
So, welcome. So you're my youngest guest so far.
Yes.
You are how old?
I am 11.
11. How long have you been playing?
I've been playing for 3 years.
Oh. Okay. And have you did you start on electric guitar? Or?
Yeah, I started at electric, and I started playing acoustic at around 10, I started playing acoustic.
Oh, okay. And do you play any other instruments?
I do. I play harmonica, I play drums, and I play bass, and I play a little bit of keyboard.
Wow. You know what I play?
What?
Nothing. I am totally untalented on any instrument. So what do you do right now?
Right now I do something called speed cubing, which I solve Rubik's Cubes and I go to competitions.
Yeah, like I told you, my nephews are like wizards at that, and I can't do that either. So yeah, when did you start doing Rubik's Cubes?
I started about a year ago. My friend Jacob, he showed me how to solve a Rubik's Cube, and I just got instantly hooked.
Wow. Okay, and so do you play out at all?
In terms of your music, why don't you talk a little bit about where you play, where you've played, what stages you've been on.
Yeah, so I've been to a place called ArtServe. It is in Florida. It is in Fort Lauderdale, and it's a little club. It's really fun, and that was the first time I played in front of an audience.
Yeah.
And I think I was really motivated after that, and I just decided I really wanted to play live after that, because my brother, he plays guitar, but he never wants to play live. All he ever wants to do is just play in his room.
Ah. Do you get nervous in front of a crowd?
Not really. I really, I think to myself, this is what I love doing. I love playing guitar, and this is just my life.
Okay, well, by all yes.
I was going to say, why don't you talk about some of the places you've played in and around Portland, some of the clubs you've played at with your band. What's the name of your band?
My name, it's my band. It's called The Cheapskates. It's a part of Main Academy of Modern Music.
Okay. And how old are your bandmates? About the same age?
Well, so one of my bandmates are 12. Some of them are around 14, oldest 15, and 13, around the teenage.
Oh, okay. So you're the kid of the group.
Yes.
You're the youngest member. You're
yep.
Like, okay. And so recently you, I heard that you took a tour of Gateway Studios.
Yes, I have.
What was that like?
It was really inspiring, and one day I really want my record to be remastered on Gateway Masterings, because I want it to sound much, much better, and I want it to sound good.
Okay, well, great. Well, tonight you're stuck with me. So, you gonna play?
Yep.
Let's play. You got your guitar and your amp, and so you're just gonna play us some riffs.
Yep.
Okay.
This one is gonna be a jazz fusion-y riff. Kind of a funk jazz fusion, very different from the music today.
Okay, play away. Bow, 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 bow
was a jazz fusion-y kind of riff.
Oh, okay. Great. So you want to play a variety of riffs for us?
Yes.
Okay. What else you got?
So.
You want to put on some crunch?
Yep. So now we have kind of Black Flag punk grunge music here.
Oh, there's someone else playing in there. So, Dad, do you play?
Actually, it's a great question. I'm a terrible ukulele player. I play a little bit of keyboards just to kind of keep the kids interested, so I'll jam out with them. I'm not a great musician. I kind of run the board when we record them, although it's all, you know, recording on an iPad. It's not like the great setup that I'm looking at right here at this great podcast. This is quite impressive.
Well, I can't take full credit. It belongs to WMBG.
But it's great. And I think some of the things that Daniel may have left that he's it's interesting because when we moved here from Florida for this school year, and since that time, he, either alone or with his bandmates from Maine Academy of Modern Music, they've played at Aura on stage. They've played at a packed Port City Music Hall. They've played at One Longfellow Square. They've played at Bayside Bowl for a party. They've played at, Be Good Restaurant upstairs, a couple other places. And I know that when we first got here, he was busking in the farmer's market and making a few bucks there, which is nice. And if the IRS is listening, of course, we pay taxes on those earnings. And so he's really been out there playing at those kinds of places, and it's been a lot of fun. You know, just to kind of watch him grow and for them to play, because there's a lot of opportunities in Portland, in and around Portland, that don't exist in a lot of other places in the U.S. And so he's had a great time learning. He's backed up at Aura. They played a few songs, and one of the songs they backed up local guitarist Xander Nelson. It's Xander Nelson, right? And they backed up with one of his original songs. And you can find that on YouTube, I would assume. And also he's played and takes drum lessons as well with Chaz Lester.
Yes.
Who's, I believe, he's in with the Fog Cutters, another local band, if I'm correct about that. What's that? Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Yep. Make sure I'm doing it right. So that's where we are.
Oh, great. Well, spring is here, so the farmer's market's coming. You'll be in school during Wednesdays, I assume. So you'll do Saturday mornings.
Possibly
over
that.
In Deering Oaks.
Yeah, possibly that. Every Wednesday is a half day for me, so I could play after afternoon.
Okay. Well, that's great. You want to play some more riffs?
Sure. I'll play another punk one.
Okay. So you said you had a YouTube channel. That's also you with the cube?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe you'll throw some music on there too?
Yeah.
Okay. And how should someone just look up your name?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's on the podcast, but I'll say it again. Daniel Giulianti.
Yep.
So what do you want to do? What's your plans for the future?
I with my friend, his name is London. He's a drummer, and we kind of have a two-person band. He plays drums, I play guitar, and I'm a drummer for one of my friend's band, and I just play drums and bass for that band. And there's six members. Yeah.
Wow. That's,
and there's six members for that band. Yeah, we switch instruments.
Oh, okay. You don't play them both at the same time.
No. Okay. We switch instruments. And there's a lot. That's the biggest band I'm in. And the Cheapskates is part of Man Academy, so it's not mine. It's a camp band's. And that's pretty much it. I'm really in three bands.
Okay. Yep. Wow. You're a busy man.
And actually, when we've gone to Boston, he's talked about going to what school would you love to go to in Boston?
Berkeley.
All right.
We've taken some photographs out there, and he's done that, and and that's been a big inspiration, going to see a lot of those shows, etc. Loves to go to concerts as well.
Yeah, I could just go to the shows and go to shops and play some music and eat pizza. It's great. Boston's probably where I'm gonna live.
I saw Randy Newman at Berkeley.
Yeah, definitely. Great. Yep, yep. Great, and he's done some great things with some of the films, and he's just a great composer and writer, and good piano player too. He can do a lot of things.
Okay, well, I appreciate you coming out.
Thank you.
All right, and you're welcome to come back with band, or when you got a song or an album or whatever you want.
Yep. Thank you.
The door is open.
Thank you.
So, so if you have something original, an original song, get in touch with me, Lorenzo, at radioopenmic, that's M-I-C, at gmail.com. Again, thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Stacy.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And this is Lorenzo, and we'll talk again soon.